thank you everyone for jumping on the call in short notice, and thanks Darren for setting it up. I guess apologies for our event in Saskatoon not going forward. We was a pretty scrambly morning when we woke up and had the freezing rain warnings and slipping and sliding on the way to work. And so we got our leadership group together and just felt 9 days away from Canada Games, we can't put our team at risk to travel to, although it was probably pretty decent in Saskatoon. And you may be wondering, well, what's going on here? It's a nice morning here in Saskatoon. So I just wanted to share that a little bit as to why we didn't go forward with the 1:30 face-to-face media conference. But with technology nowadays and with Darren's leadership on our communications group, we're still getting the word out on Team Sask and announcing Luca today and stuff. So appreciate your joining here, and I'd be prepared to answer any questions. But maybe I'll just give a little bit of a snippet from what I would have talked about this afternoon at the media conference. Mark Bracken, I'm honored and privileged to be the chef de mission for Team Saskatchewan at the upcoming Canada Winter Games. This will be about my fifth Canada Games as the chef de mission. Just off the 2022 Canada Summer Games in Niagara this past August, which was a great experience, and now focused on supporting our team to head to PEI in 10 days. So opening ceremonies is on February 18th, so exactly 10 days away. And just to give you a little bit information on our team, so we'll be sending a provincial contingent of 317 to PEI, made up of 217 athletes competing in all 20 sports. So we're proud of the fact that we have representation from the province in every one of the Canada Winter Games sports. Supporting those athletes will be a group of 74 coaches, managers, and technical support. And then our administrative support team that we'll send along to the games, which includes our communications team, our sports science and medicine folks, and our mission staff will be another 26. So 317 going. The other thing we're really proud of is Team Sask is made up of athletes and participants from over 60 different communities in the province. So, truly a provincial team coming from pretty much all corners of the province. And, we're excited to get there. These athletes have been training hard. They're going to put it on the line against every other age eligible athlete from the 13 provinces and territories in the country. Canada Games is a special thing. It's, in my opinion, it's a lot different than them going to a single sport competition where a lot of them have done that since they were 5 or 6 or 7 years old, another hockey tournament or another curling bonspiel. This really is Canada's version of the Olympic Games, opening, closing ceremonies, staying in an athlete's village, being part of a group, a bigger team, and wearing the green proudly with 20 different sports representing your province. So, really memorable opportunities for these kids. I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to cheer them on. It's going to be a special moment for everybody involved, and PEI can't wait to have us land on the island to get this thing going. So that's just kind of a little preamble. I'm prepared to ask any question or answer any questions that the media may have of Team Sask heading into PEI.
Thanks, Mark. Derek, you want to go ahead?
Sure, Mark. Talk a little bit more about Saskatchewan having representation in all those sports. You mentioned that we have in all the sports. Is it a first for Saskatchewan? Has it been for the last few games? And just a bit more on what that says about our sporting unity here in this province. I think a lot of times people may think of Saskatchewan is just, maybe hockey or just curling, speed skating, obviously, with the Katrina LeMay Dome and our outdoor facilities that have just been upgraded. But we really do have athletes excelling in a variety of different sports. Maybe just a bit more on the history of Saskatchewan and about having all that representation now.
Yeah, for a smaller province, we have a great sports system in this province. You may think that it would be difficult to send a full contingent, but historically we've been right up there. And I can't guarantee that in every Canada Winter Games we've had an exact full team in every sport, but I would say pretty darn close. And if we were missing, it may have been one event from one sport or something. So we've done a good job in this province to prepare athletes. Canada Games is a lot of times a focus of the provincial sport organizations. you know, they know 4 years in advance the Canada Games are coming, and they put efforts into preparing teams and coaches to represent the province. The other thing I should have mentioned in my in the onset is that the Canada Games are a very diverse and inclusive opportunity. So we will also be sending para athletes and Special Olympic athletes that are integrated into some of the sports. Special O is into figure skating. Para will be into alpine skiing as well as the cross country skiing events. And we are sending representatives in those disciplines as well.
And can you just talk a little bit more about where these athletes are coming from? Again, you know, Saskatchewan, a lot of times people think, well, they're from, you know, their biggest city, Saskatoon, or maybe Regina, Prince Albert, Moose Jaw. Maybe just a bit more, you know, on all the different areas where athletes are excelling in our province and becoming a part of this team.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, we're always proud to share that. And, you know, that'll be in the media release that goes out today, that it is 60 different communities. So yeah, some of the kids may, you know, as they excel in their sport, they may do some training at some of the bigger clubs and where there's facilities available in some of the larger centers. But the vast majority of those athletes are, you know, they're high school age athletes, and they're back in their home communities competing. And yeah, it's just, again, a tribute to the sports system in the province and how the rural communities are producing athletes who are making these provincial teams and getting these opportunities.